Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Mark Packer will join us in just about an hour. Former ACC Network host. He's retired. He's just living the good life. Retired. Ooh. Doing his thing.
Yep.
Freelancing. Doing whatever.
All right. So good for him. Cakes, I know you're a big Costco guy.
Big Costco guy, yes.
I like Costco, but honestly, I think I might go there once every 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. I just don't go there very often.
Yeah.
We don't do our, you know, like our regular shopping there by any stretch. But I know my sister does. I know a lot of people do. And I guess, and I didn't even realize, I don't even know why we are. I guess we have that executive membership. What does that cost you?
$130.
We definitely don't get our money.
It's going up, by the way.
I don't even know, really, what is the best perk about that? You get some sort of rewards?
The best perk is 2% of what you spend, you get back.
Right.
So if you spend a lot of money at Costco, it definitely adds up.
So if you spend, let's say you spend $5,000 there, what's 2% of that?
2% of $5,000.
$100.
Yeah.
$100. All right. I don't think we spend it. I mean, we spend not that much money there. Mostly I go there to the pharmacy, to be honest with you, because it's pretty quick in and out. But if you are an executive member, you do get a perk that starts today. And I actually think this is cool and worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You could start your shopping at 9 a.m.
And the store.
And the regular donks can't 10. Get in until 10.
That so you get great
heard that this morning. Yep.
You don't have to be like, I've literally been killing time out in Virginia, and I will go to like my daughter's volleyball workout or something, and I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll go to a Costco, and the people lined up to go inside before they open.
I know it's absurd.
Staggering.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you know, God forbid you show up like at noon or something.
Oh, noon.
You can't even find parking.
Well, you can't go on a weekend.
You can't even find parking.
You can't go on a weekend
at most Costcos.
We always go, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, mid afternoon.
Those are the best.
And it's still kind of crowded, but not like it would be on a weekend.
I do like to go, and I like to get maybe a big platter of steaks or something. But they're always big, thick cuts, and
they are,
sometimes I don't really know what to do with it all.
They're awesome,
but I like it. I like Costco.
You get
Costco.
Five big fat ass fillets for about 58, mm-hmm. 60 bucks. Those fillets in a restaurant would each be about 58 bucks.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, at a restaurant. But anyway, so are you going to take advantage now? Cakes, you're like a regular guy. Like you go, is that where you do your regular grocery shopping?
Not regular because it's, for me, it's not that convenient because the closest one's 20 minutes away.
Is that like, the one like
it's Gaithersburg or Wheaton?
Yeah,
they're about
right.
the same. But like I'll go to Costco and if I don't spend $400 or $450 at least, like that's a light trip because I load up on stuff.
Like that's you get what dog food?
Well, like I buy.
Do they even sell dog food?
Of course, they sell everything.
Yeah,
I buy bully sticks for my dog, which are butt expensive, but they're cheaper at Costco.
Yeah,
I buy everything there: soda, paper towels, toilet paper, steaks, electronics, everything.
Yeah, I get a lot. We get a lot of stuff there.
What do you mostly get?
I mean, the steaks are unbelievable.
They are.
I love the steaks.
Big, thick cuts.
Yeah,
sometimes I have to cut them in half.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Like
you just throw the rest in your freezer and use them another time.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but like cakes, I mean, we go there for paper towels and toilet paper, all the stuff, all the mass stuff.
So you're regulars. You're once a week.
No, not once a week. I'd say twice a month.
All right, so every other week. Because you get so much, you don't need to go.
Sometimes, but we don't spend a ton there.
Sometimes my cart is so packed because a lot of times at the Gaithersburg spot, I will park underneath, like in the lower level, to avoid all the vultures and the clowns upstairs and waiting 20 minutes for a spot. Now, to get to the downstairs in Gaithersburg, they only have steps, unless there's an elevator that I don't know about.
No, it's just steps.
Just steps. So when I've got the big giant cart with $500 worth of merch in it, like I have to go down the sidewalk, around the back of the building, and then curl back into the parking garage.
I mean, it's a whole thing.
It's a whole production.
See, when I go shopping, this is where I differ from you, Cakes. Mm-hmm. I try to go and never use a cart. I try to go and use a basket, or I'm the donk that's carrying 7 items in my arms.
I would never do that.
I hate pushing a cart.
Why do you hate pushing a shopping cart so much?
Because I don't want to get that much. I just want to get a few things. Yeah, and then I end up a few extra.
The cart is so convenient.
We still use the cart even if we're getting 8 things.
First of all, it has wheels on it. It's butt easy to move around. And you can put more stuff in it instead of holding, put the groceries in the basket.
That's like to be in there a long time. I like to just get in and get out. And if I have a cart, I feel like I'm going to linger. So I go in. If there's a basket, that's ideal. If not, I'm an arm stuffer.
Well, I'm 99.9% of the time a basket guy because almost every time I go to the grocery store, I'm buying soda. And you're not going to walk around with...
You mean a cart guy.
Cart guy, yeah. You're not going to walk around with 12 packs of soda, like two or three of them. I mean, you need a cart for that.
You're like a guy that owns a convenience store. Like, you buy that much stuff.
Yeah. I like to have provisions at the house. Yeah. So I'm not like a doomsday prepper. Not yet. Probably never will be. But I like to have extra stuff.
I'm intrigued by the guys. And have you ever done this, Valdez? That, like, you'll see these guys, these, like, what do they call the guys that just eat meat all the time? What do they call them?
Carnivores.
They're carnivores. They go in there, and they get a big slab of meat, and they cut out, like, 60 steaks out of it or something. You know what I mean?
That's the most cost-effective way to do it.
That is intriguing. And then you always know that you got a steak in the freezer.
Yes.
Like, well, like, speaking of months. That, at Costco, like, at the ends of one of the refrigerated case sections, they have entire, like legs of lamb. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, they're this long, and they're hanging in, like, a refrigerated section. Yeah. I'm like, who's buying that? But clearly, like, there are people buying it.
Looks like Rocky was sparring with
it. I mean, sometimes there are people in Costco with the flatbed. Those are the real serious shoppers. The ones with the flatbeds.
Okay.
And they have 9 50-pound bags of rice. I mean, they're clearly buying for, like, a mom-and-pop restaurant.
Right.
Like, I mean, they are just going through the aisles, and they're buying, like, thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Like when you got that flatbed up this high.
But are you
this long?
Are you vulnerable? Because I have been lately, if I go, where I end up in the middle of the store and I end up looking at, like, the weird Adidas
sweatshirt.
Yeah. I'm looking at the clothing.
Sure.
Now. I'm looking like, wow, this is kind of weird. Yeah. But it's a $14 golf shirt. Right. I don't know. Should I get it? Like,
these are $11 like hiking pants. I need a pair.
This is a weird like Puma joggers.
Dude, I've seen Costco have Peter Millar golf hoodies.
I know.
Got to take advantage of that.
Sure.
I've just bought socks.
They're too plain. It's usually too plain. I just can't get it.
I know, but if you're going to come in here and just, you know, wear something kind of warm.
Then I go around the corner and look at the big scary TVs.
I love that.
4K, is it OLED? Is that the latest technology? That would look amazing in my house.
I do always look at great. The TVs. That's like the number one thing I do.
Yeah.
I got to look at the TVs.
Well, that's the first thing you see.
I make a point of going through each row and just looking at the TVs. It's just, I'm just wired.
You know what?
That way.
I might go there today.
I think
you're
getting
me pumped for Costco.
You got to wait till you're free. You got to go in the morning when no one's there.
Yeah, but the one in Leesburg on a Tuesday afternoon, it won't be crazy.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
Like at 1 or 2 o'clock.
All right, so here's another.
I should just go there for lunch.
Yeah.
Where's Mar? Mar, get in here.
It's the Mike Mar.
So apparently there's a Gen Z thing that's popping off cakes.
Okay.
With beer.
Popping off. Okay. I'd like to hear this.
Apparently, are you doing this, Mar? I don't know if you saw this story. Gen Zers, and listen, I don't have a strong opinion on this, but Gen Zers are pouring their beer now over ice.
No, that's trifling, but I do know one thing people are doing.
Like a large percentage.
Yeah, that sounds really gross.
Like, even like a Mick Ultra. Like a super light beer.
It already tastes like water.
Yeah.
No, I've seen some of my friends, what they do, though, is when they get it in a glass, they pour it super high. So then all the bubbles, basically, it just becomes flat. And apparently that makes your stomach, it gets a lot easier on your stomach.
Hold on, what do you do?
So what they're doing is, like, they're taking a glass, and then they're pouring it from like,
from
super high.
Because
so
that makes a lot of...
Yeah, because it just bubbles up like crazy. And then it takes a while to like simmer down, and then they fill it back up like the rest of the half, and then basically it just becomes flat, so it doesn't make your stomach hurt.
Well, who wants to drink a flat beer? Like, doesn't that taste gross?
So the flat beer doesn't give you like belches?
Yeah, no belches.
Or beer farts?
Yeah, none of that stuff. I don't do that personally. I like to put down a Coors Light the old school way, but, but yeah, I've seen my friends do that, and I'm like, first off, it just looks like a dumb thing to do because it takes 2 minutes to pour your beer.
Right.
But they swear by it, saying it doesn't make their stomach hurt. They're able to just put them back.
Who are these fancy friends of yours drinking beer out of glasses? I mean, what's going on here?
Just a couple of jamokes that I'm hanging around.
Saying your stomach hurts after you have a beer, take away your man card.
Apparently, kids are doing this, young people. So is Gen Z, I don't know, according to this article, is it 18 to 35? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think Gen Z is any year born after 1996.
Okay, I can't do that math.
So it's like 29 and below.
Okay, 29 and below is Gen Z. Like that, but like a 10-year-old's not Gen Z.
10-year-old's probably like a Gen Alpha or something. Yeah. I don't even know.
But let's just say 18 to 29, something like that. They're saying that they're putting ice in their beer because it makes it extra cold.
I like a cold beer.
I do too.
Who likes a warm beer?
I do too, but I'm not going to put ice in my beer. I can drink my beer fast enough. It stays cold while I'm drinking it.
What about a frosty mug?
Frosty mug's a great idea.
Or a frosty glass. You take a glass, put it in the freezer for a couple minutes.
I mean, that's a way better solution.
My father-in-law is a professional. He always has frosty mugs, right? He's got a bunch always
in the
freezer.
That is a pro move. I like that.
I mean, there's always frosty.
Like it.
There's a whole section of the freezer for frosty mugs.
Mm-hmm. Why would you taint the the taste of beer?
I don't even like ice in my soda. I like because I think
you don't like ice in your soda?
No, because it waters it down. If I'm going to drink a soda, I want all
again,
the sweetness.
I drink the soda fast enough where the ice
the sweetness.
The ice keeps it cold, but it doesn't really melt because I drink it so quickly.
I'm with you, Cakes.
Slightly below room temperature.
The ice complements
the ice. Yeah,
it waters it down, especially if you don't drink it.
I mean, if you're just nursing it.
Well, like let's say you're having a meal. By the end of your meal,
get me a redneck guzzler, it's going to have a third cup of ice, and then I'm going to fill it with soda. And then, of course, about halfway through filling it up, some might consider the stealing. I don't.
Right.
I take it, and I take a big gulp out of it, and then I keep filling it up.
Of course.
Would that be considered stealing? No. It's normal behavior.
If the goal of the Gen Zers is to make the beer extra, extra, extra cold or extra... chilled or whatever. Why are they not using those like cocktail ice cubes? You know how like you would put a big square cube
because they're expensive.
No.
They're not.
I've just done that before, get the mold steel ball in there.
Yeah, get the mold, put it in the freezer.
I did not like that. Have you done that before? Like I put like steel balls in my like whiskey or something
for your scotch.
It wasn't a fan.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it's a way to cool it without like the watering it down.
The condensation.
Apparently,
the
people
drink.
Are doing it with wine too. I feel like I've seen
and
women put
white ice in white wine.
I was just about to say
that
some of the girls I'm friends with, they put ice in their wine.
Now
like in
is
their glass.
That to dilute it a little bit so they don't get as hammered?
No, that's just to make it colder.
Keep it colder.
They just want it colder. Yeah,
but beer and ice, that's not too.
It's not a good mix.
Like I know I'm running around today, and I got a tea time later. I already know what I'm doing. I already called my shot.
All right.
Going to Cava. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to Cava to get my thing, and I always get the blueberry soda. It's amazing. No ice.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not down with that plan.
No ice.
Need ice in my soda at all times.
And then it's always silly, sweet, and not watered
down.
And
also in my water. I can't have room temperature water. I know it's better for you. It's better for your system.
Better
blah,
for your
blah,
digestion.
Blah. Water needs ice. Needs to be nice and cold.
100%.
Super cold.
I saw a reel, I think it was yesterday or last night, I was tossing and turning, that if you drink water with lemon first thing in the morning, it's silly for your liver.
Really? I like
first
lemon.
First thing in the morning, it kind of, because as you, no matter how much you drink or whatever, just your liver is already filtering out all the toxins, right, overnight. And then somehow... it relieves that. It helps that.
So I got to bring lemon slices
in. First thing
in.
You got to do in the morning is you got to have lemon and water.
Yeah.
Well, silly first thing liver. I have in the morning is a Coke Zero.
Followed by coffee.
When I'm driving here bleary-eyed and barely awake. Coke Zero, first thing. Crack it about halfway through the drive.
Right.
It starts me off. It's perfect.
And you finish it before you arrive, right?
You think I ever bring a can of soda in here from my car?
How many sodas? I literally do try to do one soda a day. It's basically here. When do you? Today I might have two if I go to a cop. When do? How many do you? Are you averaging a day?
Probably two.
Oh, that's good.
Because I have it's a lock. I have
one
in the morning.
What you used
now
to do.
I also have 8 cups of coffee, or 6 or 8 cups of coffee every day. Now you're discounting that, but. Probably 2 sodas.
He used to be a machine.
He used to be a machine. I felt like you were like a 6 or 8.
I used to be the soda smashing machine like Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I mean, he legitimately would have about 7. I was just always amazed. There was a little period where we carpooled that on the way home, he would stop and drink a soda at like 11:30 at
this
night.
This temple is impervious to caffeine and its effects.
I got to tell you guys something. If we're just we're talking about pops for a second. I unlocked a part of Pupatello's menu. I recommend you guys do the same.
Really?
All right. They got Maine root beer imported. I don't know if it's coming from Italy or whatever, but I got it the other day. And the dude at the store was telling me, like, yeah, we just got these. Like, they're super under the radar, but you will enjoy it. Next time you go to Pupatello, get the glass root beer. Treat yourself.
What is it, imported root beer?
Is it like cane sugar
it's
or something?
It's so silly. It's like, yeah, it's like everything is just incredible ingredients. Yeah, like cane sugar or whatever, but it is the best root beer you'll ever have.
Italian root beer.
All right. So. I'm going to order it next time I go.
Yeah, treat yourself.
I'm going to say
root beer from Tuscany.
Yeah, who knew?
Sicilian root beer.
The Italians are famous for their root beer. Root beer is a bottom seed, by the way. Mike Martin.
You don't like root beer?
It's a bottom. When it comes to soda, very bottom seed.
By the way, I believe that's what they have at Cava.
What?
The brand he's talking about.
Oh, I don't know. I don't do that. I only do blueberry.
Well, the dude said that you can't get it anywhere else. He said he's the only place.
It's an exclusive?
That's what he said. He said Pupatello is like really the only place in the area that has it.
Okay.
Unless he was lying.
I mean, I'm looking at a site which says it's at Cava and all these different
Maine
places.
Maine root beer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll try it today.
All right. Don't forget, coming up in just about 40 minutes, we'll be joined by Mark Packer, former ACC Network host. We'll talk about Virginia Tech's struggles over the weekend and more. That's coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Fan.